820 at News Talk 1450, KFIZ, cloudy and 44 degrees. As we wake up here on a Wednesday, final Wednesday of April, 28th day of the month of 2021, and we welcome you into Fond du Lac today here this morning on KFIZ. It's time each month we check in with our friends at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Fond du Lac County. Joining us on the phone lines this morning is Jennifer Smith from Big Brothers Big Sisters, going to talk about Lemonade Day coming up this weekend. Jennifer, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing pretty good. A little rainy, but I'm ready for it.
I got woken up by some thunder at like 2:15 this morning.
I thought I was dreaming it. I wasn't sure if it really happened. Maybe.
that's true. Yeah, we're so not used to thunderstorms yet because obviously we're just coming out of winter. But it's a little bit different to hear some thunder and see some lightning this morning. But it's a sign that
Wisconsin
spring...
snow last week, thunder this week.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I was looking at the temperature map of yesterday afternoon, and it was like 85 in Janesville and like 30 in Superior. So hey, all four seasons in one state, one day.
So. What we do here?
That's true. That's true. Well, enough about the weather. It looks like good weather this Saturday for Lemonade Day. It's always a fun event, and I know Big Brothers Big Sisters, encouraging folks to get out there and support our local youth as they learn about entrepreneurship and run their lemonade stands. What is Big Brothers Big Sisters' involvement with Lemonade Day?
Well, this is our third year doing it. We absolutely love it. It's actually kind of a highlight of the year. We have an amazing group of kiddos who not only planned everything, picked our stand name, which is the Little Lemons. Kind of love that name.
Cool.
I know. And this last week, they actually went to a bank and requested a loan and got their loan. And we're going to go shopping on Friday to get all of our stuff. And they're actually going to run the entire lemonade stand all by themselves. Of course, adults will be there to supervise. Mm-hmm. But it's a very little-driven activity. They plan it. They run it. We're just there to assist.
Very cool. Yeah, I go out each year for Lemonade Day. Obviously, it didn't happen last year, at least in its full effect with COVID happening. So good to get it back. Mm-hmm. But it's so cool to see all the work that kids do, and they choose a charity to donate to. I know folks donate to food pantries, humane societies, their school, clubs, whatever it may be. It's such a great learning experience, and it's always a fun day to see all their work pay off and see how they do, and it's cool event for our community to be hosting for sure.
Yeah, and I was very proud of our kids because part of it is you decide how much you're going to keep for yourself, mm-hmm. and then how much you're going to donate, and they decide to donate all of the money to Sandy Paws. So they're not going to keep any of the money for themselves. They decide they get enough from the community, and they're going to give everything back to a nonprofit. So we're pretty proud of our kiddos.
Very cool. And now I take it the stand for the Big Brothers Big Sisters kids is at the Big Brothers office. Is that where it is?
Yes, sir. It's going to be at 448 South Military. And due to the lovely COVID, we are going to be having a drive-through stand this year. So we'll have some cones set up. That way you know what to follow. And that way you can have some social distancing while giving you some yummy lemonade and some treats that are going to be made by our matches. So we're very excited about that, too.
Excellent, excellent. So look forward to that. One of the stands you should stop by this weekend down there on Military Road right next to the train tracks. If you get stopped by a train, you get no excuse, right?
It's the one time of the year that we're actually looking forward to lots of trains.
There you go.
The only time.
Sounds great. Well, good luck to the kids with that. That sounds like a great place, great opportunity this weekend, and weather sunny and 72. So there's your official official forecast for that. Before we let you go, Jennifer, I know you wanted to make the pitch out there for folks. Big Brothers Big Sisters is still looking for bigs, looking for people to mentor here in the community too.
Yes, and as you guys all know, COVID hit everyone pretty hard last year. Everyone was kind of afraid to come out and do things, but I feel like we're coming out of it. We're coming out of the hole, and we would love to be able to give these kiddos something to look forward to after this whole COVID pandemic. So please sign up to be a big. We need you desperately right now.
If people want to sign up, how can they do that?
They can either go on to actually go on and look up for Big Belly Big Sisters on the website, and you can sign up right there. You can give us a call at 920-922-8200, or come on in. We're super nice, and we will help you with anything that you need.
Very cool. Jennifer, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Jennifer Smith joining us from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Final Act County. 11-day day going on this weekend. So many great stands to stop by, but if you're looking to help out some kids with Big Brothers Big Sisters, stop by their stand on Military Road, the drive-through lemonade day for them. And if you want more information about becoming a big or anything we talked about with Big Brothers Big Sisters, check out the website or get